Welcome to KJAN Sports and one of our pregame interviews. Asa Lucas here with the head coach of the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears, Marty Wadley. Coach, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks a lot, Asa. Appreciate you having us.
Coach Wadley, how did it feel defeating the defending state champs last Friday, 21-18?
Yeah, it was a great win for our kids and our program. Our kids, you know, earned every bit of what they got last week, for sure. And, you know, they played really, really hard and came into the game with a great attitude. And, you know, nobody's been really, really looking at us for anything all year. And yeah, as far as where we're at in the playoffs, and even after we won our district and picked us to lose both playoff games that we've been in so far. So, you know, it was a great win for our kids and just one more step closer to what they want to get. So it's a great win for them.
Physically, what did your team take away when you were meeting together in the locker room? What exactly were they telling each other after that win?
You know, just that, you know, our kids believe in each other, and they believe in themselves, and the coaches believe in them, and that's what we've told them. You know, nobody believes in you guys but you and us. So, you know, just use that and play with it and have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder when you're playing and just do that. And our kids, you know, our kids earned that game last week. It was hard. It was physical. Our kids played really hard. St. Mary's kids played really hard. And it took everything for us to do and play all four quarters to win that football game.
What's been the identity of Golden Bear football this year?
Well, you know, it's kind of been what it's always been in the past. You know, we've been down a few years. We haven't been to the playoffs since 18. We've made the transition to A player. But, you know, our kind of our recognition in that is, you know, we want to play hard physical football, good defense, the best defense we can play all times. And sometimes in A player football, you're going to give up some points. That's just the way it goes. That's the nature of the game at times. So if we can keep us in there the best we can defensively, be able to run the ball well, throw the ball with efficiency, you know, that's what we want to do, and just play hard-nosed football.
Who has been some of your more dependable players on the team?
Well, you know, I look to all of our seniors, really. All seven of them have done a great job this year. They've improved tremendously from where they were, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, as you hope all players do when they become seniors. But, you know, all of our seniors, that group of seven, has done a great job to lead this team and pull everybody else along by the hand along with them.
And with your run game, there's been a lot of success for Bishop Garrigan. Well, where has that philosophy come from, and why do you think the run game has been so prolific?
Well, you know, our tailbacks really improved a lot. We had a kid get hurt week one that was our starting tailback, and then Rother was playing the fullback spot. So we switched things around a little bit since Trey got hurt, which was very unfortunate that he got hurt for us. But, you know, this philosophy has been here since I got here 32 years ago. We're going to run the football, and we're going to sure as heck try and do an efficient job we can. When we can't do an efficient job to balance out that with some pass game, you know, we're going to always try and play as best defense, as good a hard defense as we can. So, you know, that's been kind of what I've learned. That's what I learned years ago playing under Jim Williams at Simpson College, and that's what I learned years ago playing under Bob Nizzi and Don Morrow at Dowling. So, you know, these are things that we try to instill in our kids, and it's an attitude and physicality and something that we really, really want to try and do week in and week out when we can.
Looking to Thursday, what sticks out to you about Cam?
They're good. They're very athletic. You know, the speaker kid's really, really good, I think. I think the receiver and linebacker, Jack Fullman, I think he's really good. He had a great game against West Bend last week. Those kids are really good. The speaker kick and throw it. He hits the hole really, really hard when he runs the ball. You know, they do a nice job blocking in their scheme with that Trey bunch that they like to do, and they play pretty good defense. And, you know, so that promotes problems for everybody at this stage of the game. But, you know, you're not going to have walkaways at this stage of the game when we're in the quarterfinals and that. But they're a good football team. They're well coached. You know, so it's we think it's going to be hopefully a good matchup for us. And you know, see what we can do, and maybe win one or two facets of the game that they're unable to win, and come out on top.
What would you like to see from your team on Thursday night?
I just want to see what they've done all year, and that's play hard, play physical, not back down from anybody, and take everybody head on the way that we've done so far this year. And we've done that once we got in the playoffs. We did that last week. We have to do that this week because they're a very good football team. So we're going to not back down. You know, have our kids play hard, play physical. Do their jobs, help each other out, and play as good teammates and play as mistake-free as we can.
Has there been a message or theme that you've been telling your players heading into CAM and heading into this quarterfinal game?
Well, you know, not a lot. We, you know, we have a little fun with a lot of things. I'm old, but I still have a lot of fun with what the kids do this year. And, you know, I'm a big chip on the shoulder guy. That's the way I was brought up. You know, I was an underdog my whole life, and we like playing the underdog role. And, you know, if people are going to pick us to lose this game again at our place after they did last week and the week before, hey, just let them keep picking. Just let them. We want to be the underdog. We want to play hard. We want to be picked and not have a chance in any game that we play in and turn some heads. And that's kind of been our motto all year long, keep turning heads week by week.
Well, thank you, Coach. That's Bishop Garrigan's head coach, Marty Wadley. Coach, thank you again for giving us your time, and good luck Thursday night.